Striving for mediocrity in a world of excellence, this is The Chaser Report.
Hello and welcome to The Chaser Report, live at the pub for Thursday the 16th of June. Now, Dom and I are here in the studio now.
Yes, Dom and Charles in the studio doing the intros and outros. But and basically picking over the corpse of a very fun night on Tuesday night.
And in today's episode, we've got me, Charles Firth, Dom Knight, Gabby Bolt, and Craig Rucastle. Yeah, and this is the first time we've done this, right? So what I thought is we wouldn't have to come into the studio if I just introed it live in the pub.
Yeah, you did a good job of that.
Yes, I think so, yeah. So I think we might just go straight to the intro.
Well, after an ad break for those who aren't paying subscribers.
No, but I also throw the ad.
Let's just work out whether it's more awkward to do these live studio intros a bit more professionally or to do this.
So now, what day is it today?
It's Thursday the 16th.
It's Thursday.
We could do this in post, Charles. Should we do this in post?
No, we're not going to do this in post. We're going to do it now, and you're going to applaud when we do this.
Fuck.
Hello and welcome to the Chaser Report for Thursday the 16th of June.
Or possibly Friday the 17th of June if this segment doesn't go as well as Charles expected.
So are these daily live shows a way for you to record your whole week in one go and therefore not have to work for the rest of the week? Is that what this is?
Who do you think it is that's waking up on Thursday morning, at 10 a.m. in the morning, listening to a podcast that announces itself as being a live, drunken podcast on Thursday or whatever, and they think, oh, this is fucking real.
Charles.
Who are these people?
Charles is these people.
Seriously, what? We've all got together at the pub at 6 a.m.
It's 6 a.m. Yeah!
It's six, look at that beautiful sunrise, everyone!
Yeah, look at the sun. Beautiful.
Oh my God, didn't Koshy make a dick of himself this morning?
I was just watching him.
But the point is that before we go to the Chaser News Quiz, which is today's segment,
I bet it covers all the news of Wednesday.
What are you doing? That covers yesterday's news. What are you talking about, Greg? We are going to go to a short ad break. So can we have a round of applause for the ad break?
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The Chaser Report. News a few days after it happens.
Well, welcome back from the ad break. Wasn't that a great ad?
That was an awesome ad break. Yeah, I got a lot done.
Okay, so we're going to do a quiz, and I've got some things here for people to squeeze. You can squeeze that.
Okay.
Squeeze.
Don't put your penis in my hand.
Does this make a sound?
If you can just hold it near the microphone when you.
What's even funnier about this is that Charles doesn't have a dog.
This is just like what he chews when at home.
He just bought these for fun.
I really feel like this is what's missing from Question Everything.
So, we're going to do news quiz. Just jump in if you know the answer with the squeezing of your monkey or whatever. First question. We'll start with an easy one, which is which country is hosting the next Soccer World Cup? Dom.
Qatar, but I don't. That is incorrect.
Right.
Now
I was, of course, referring to the Women's Soccer World Cup, which is being hosted in Australia and New Zealand. Oh. If you want to say the Men's World Cup, you should specify men's.
Yes.
Woo!
You know,
you sexist asshole.
Thank you for mansplaining that to me, Charles. I've learned a lot.
Good job, Charles.
Okay, question two. Which famous Australian was recently outed?
Yeah.
Rebel Wilson?
No. It was Bevan Shields as a fuckwit.
I think he might have been born that way and has always been quite proud of it. But anyway, that's fine.
Yeah,
did you email him before you said that?
The structure of that gag wouldn't have worked. okay. Question three. In March 2022, Shane Warne went on a crash diet. How many kilograms did he end up losing?
Jesus Christ.
Mate, did you guys learn nothing from the eulogy song? Absolutely nothing. Fucking hell.
Okay, we'll just move on. We're clearly going to edit that one out.
They can't cancel us if we don't answer, is that
hey,
right?
Look. Can I just say, like I know that the government just gave him some kind of Order of Australia for his charity work, despite all the scandals, but I'm not willing to go there.
Okay, I'll go on to more safer territory. Who won the trial between Amber Heard and Johnny Depp?
They both lost.
No, men won.
Yeah, okay, I'll give it to Gabby. There we go.
Sorry, was that the punchline? Or
okay, so this is a multiple choice question. Question five. The sexual preferences of Rebel Wilson is A, none of our business, B, none of our business, C, none of our business. Which one?
You just said that like you had a D
is it
coming.
D the only way to sell the Sydney Morning Herald?
Correct. That's exactly right. It's it's the perfect opportunity to write endless think pieces about how it's none of our business.
The great thing about that story, I don't know if people like. The amazing thing about that is that Andrew Hornery wrote that article and put it in, like, he wrote the article that outed himself. He basically went and said, but I gave her all this notice because I'm such a great journalist. No one else would have given us notice, and that's why I'm so great. So it was a disgrace that she put on Instagram. She should have given us the credit for giving her the notice. He literally wrote that article that blew up everything. It was great. It's the greatest own goal of journalism ever.
He was trying to add himself as a really nice guy, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was.
It didn't really work.
Okay, so the next one is, which former senior figure of a major church was accused of covering
all
up
of the above?
Jesus.
Correct, yes. So we'll just go on. Which senior figure of a major church did not cover up child sexual abuse?
That's a tough one.
Senior pastor Brian Houston.
Nah.
Cardinal George Pell.
Oh, no.
Archbishop of Adelaide Philip Wilson. Cardinal Theodore McCarrick, Archbishop of Washington. Cardinal Philip Barbarin, Archbishop of Lyon.
These all sound like names
Cardinal
from a Brothers
Desmond
Grimm
Connell
novel.
Archbishop of Dublin, or Pope Benedict the 16th.
It's really hard to answer this because if you answer it correctly, you get done for a defamation case. And also, why would you start a church if you weren't a pedophile?
Like when you say cardinal, my brain just goes, guilty! It's really hard to finish the sentence. I don't know.
Yeah, so it is a bit of a trick question. They all did cover it up, including Pope Benedict, who actually admitted in... did anyone know this? That he admitted in January that he'd lied to a 2013 German inquiry into the activities of pedophile priests in the 1980s. So
I missed
he's
that.
Literally everyone.
Hey, aren't we all learning something from the Chaser Report?
Okay. Yeah. Okay, we'll move on.
I learned the best way to just create a chill in the room.
Announce that Dom's about to do another segment.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
None of the medical advice contained in the Chaser Report should legally be considered medical advice. The Chaser Report.
Let's move on to the general knowledge section of this quiz. And these
How
are all true.
How many of these segments are going to be quizzes?
Because they're easy to just pre-write.
Oh, fair enough.
Unless you dom, in which case you don't pre-write them. Okay. So next question is, okay, these are all true. These aren't gag questions. These are actually just interesting.
I don't believe you.
So what?
I mean, these are all true.
No,
so
these are all
like,
true.
Is this a true or false quiz where all the answers are true? Because I reckon I'm going to go well on this.
Yeah, true or false? What is Scooby-Doo's full name? It's true, canon.
I actually know this without the true or false. I'm not sure whether that makes me a good
Scooby
person.
Scooby Dooby Doo? Is it Schofield Doo? Or is it Scoobit Doo?
It's Scoobit.
Yes, you're right.
Really?
I think I just outed myself as being fucking bullied as a child.
But also, you're so young, it didn't exist when you were growing up.
How old do you think I am?
12, I don't know. No, I just... Okay. Is that still around? Okay, fine.
That was an interesting fact.
Okay, a jiffy is an actual unit of time. This is true. What is it? Is it a millionth of a second, a billionth of a second, or a trillionth of a second?
It's the amount of time it takes to clean up your kitchen when your in-laws are coming around.
Yeah, I'll give it to you. It's a trillionth of a second. Just for the listeners at home, everyone was putting their hands up at that point.
A trillionth of a second, which is how long it took me to realise my segment wasn't working.
Oh, what is a diacritic dot? Is it a medicine for diarrhea? Is it a mark used by French food critics to judge food at restaurants? Or is it the little dot above the J and the I in the English language?
Craig's a critic. What do you think?
I don't know. It seems like a strange thing if you're eating dinner in some fresh restaurant and somebody comes in and just sticks a dot on your burger or whatever the fuck. That seems like it'd be strange, so I'm going to rule that one out.
Yeah.
And I didn't listen to any more of the question.
A medicine for diarrhea or a little dot above the J in the I?
Pretty sure it's the dot above, and it's, thank you, Charles, for giving me the sensation of being on an ABC quiz. Cause I don't get enough of that.
Yeah, that's right. I shouldn't have asked Andrew Denton how to recreate the magic of Randling. Maybe we should move on.
Got some walkouts over that one. It's all right. It's Charles's family. It's fine.
Are they walking?
They're leaving.
Oh, it's too boring for my own son. Okay.
To be fair, he's just going to change his last name. It's fine.
Okay, so the last three questions are Murdoch-themed questions.
Woo!
Win back the crowd.
Yay.
Yeah.
Murdoch fans in, ladies and gentlemen.
I love that you just raised your beer bottle instead of the microphone.
I just drank Q&A. It's going to be good.
So the Murdoch-owned Sky News has been accused by UK think tank Institute of Strategic Dialogue for being
a
global hub, the number one global hub.
Anybody that's read the UK Strategic Hub Dialogue report can't answer this one, okay?
it's like the number one global hub for climate misinformation. Now, which Sky News commentator described climate activists like Craig Rucastle as selfish, badly educated, virtue signalling little turds?
Was it my parents?
I was going to say that's what Charles said to me 5 minutes before we actually sat down.
Do you know which one it is, Dom?
The little turds make me think that only Rowan Dean will be capable of that shit self-expression.
That is close. It was Alan Jones.
Oh, I got some fans.
I've got his number if you want to call him.
Do you actually?
Well, to be fair, what is his position on little turds?
Okay, next one is which other news outlet was identified, this is true, amongst the top five most cited sources by climate skeptics? Was it Fox News? Was it AlexJones.com? Was it Newsmax? Or was it The Guardian newspaper?
That one's for them.
I don't know.
I'm going to go with The Guardian newspaper because I've got a laugh in the room.
Yay! It was The Guardian newspaper. It is in the top five most quoted thing. The other ones were The Daily Mail, The Daily Telegraph, and a blog called What's Up With That. And The Guardian is one of the key spreaders of information.
But what it is because people who are climate denialists read a Guardian thing and take something out of context and put it somewhere
else.
Yes,
that's exactly right.
Exactly. It's the kind of same way that Labor would use 2GB ads for their campaign ads during the election. It's like, look, if 2GB said this, fucking we are really cool.
Yeah.
No, it was the other way around. It was like, if 2GB said the Libs are shit, you know.
And then finally, last question, and then we'll... You know, everyone will be allowed to leave. What is James Murdoch and his wife Catherine spending $100 million doing? Is it A, solving ocean bleaching? Is it B, fighting against fake news that the company he used to run spreads? Mm-hmm. Fake news that the Somebody used to run spreads.
The drunk Q&A is going to be awesome.
Is it fixing Charles's speech?
Or C, putting all the money into grassroots democratic movements? Which one?
Is it A?
No, it's all of them. Or, in fact, none of them, because it's actually just a vanity project to make himself feel better about the fact that he's a fuckwit.
Ah, well, not everyone can have a podcast to do that, can they, Charles?
Ooh.
It wasn't real, guys. There's all these concerned faces there. Yeah. And we actually love each other very much. Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah.
Having known Craig for more than 20 years, the more he likes you, the more mean he is. It's just
true.
That's what we tell
God. And that's why Craig's incredibly nice to me.
Oh, that's not true. That's because you're actually talented, unlike these two.
No.
Well, that's the end of the quiz, and that's the end of today's episode for
Thursday. I wonder if these same people will be back tomorrow morning, Friday morning at 6 a.m.
No, it'll be a totally different crowd. Yeah. Thank you very much. That's been the Chaser Report. Our gear is from Rode Microphones, and we're part of the Acast Creator Network.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
The Chaser Report, now with extra whispers.
Don't forget you can get the whole episode ad-free at chaser.com.au/podcast and you can pay $9 a month for the extra episodes coming out on Friday with the Q&A.
Well, that's tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
So tomorrow, if you want to listen to tomorrow's episode, which is a very special episode.
Craig hosting Drunk Q&A with questions from the room and from the internet.
You have to pay up.
Yep.
Who is your least favourite sitting politician in Australia and why?
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So hard to pick.
That's fucking hard because a lot of the dicks were voted out last election. Yeah. Least favourite politician.
Least favourite? They've all gone, haven't they? I mean,
well, no, they haven't all gone.
No, they have not all gone.
No.
And some of them are still backbenching.
Mark Latham.
Oh, yeah.
Mark Latham is still...
He remains your favourite, your least favourite sitting politician.
Yes, he's in the upper house of New South Wales.
Oh, very good. Yeah, good call. Actually, and,
yeah. And he is a total fuckwit. Chaser.com.au/podcast.
And when they used to do stuff for free, I hate those guys now.
Yeah, horrible.
Our gear's from Rode Microphones. We're part of the Acast Creator Network.